Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And I'm Ben Bolin, still.
I catch you off guard, Ben?
To this day, just a little bit. Oh. You guys, I hate it when people say this to me, but it is true. You guys don't even know. Scott Benjamin off air is just a rapacious wit, and you know, you're quick with a joke, and I can't believe you started off the podcast trying to muffle my laughter,
as you normally do,
as right? I normally
it's,
do.
It's so fun.
I'm just such really a you know, and I'm a jolly person.
Well, you really are.
Thanks, man.
You really are.
Yeah, you are too.
You know what? I want to talk about something that's maybe not so jolly.
Is not quite jolly.
Well, you know what it is. It's about saving lives.
Well,
is that right?
I'm all about – who is not about saving lives?
This is awkward, isn't it?
It's a little weird, actually. This subject is about red lights and the cameras at red lights.
Yeah.
And do they save lives?
Well,
that's the question.
Well, this is a lot of people riled up, I think. I think we're going to get some listener mail from this.
Oh, definitely.
Because a lot of people feel strong either way about this. Now, when you hear about a red light system in an intersection mm-hmm. – a lot of people, the very first thing that they say, revenue generator.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just sits there and blindly takes photographs of motion, and it just generates revenue for the county, the state, whatever, just continuously, 24 hours a day.
Those cameras, some people believe, are just a license to tax people.
Yeah. Now, these aren't speeding cameras. These are the ones that catch people that are traveling through a red light or an intersection when they're not supposed to be.
Or waiting in the intersection to make a left. They've let out into the intersection, turns red. You can still get a ticket for that.
What's your general opinion about this?
About the red light cameras? I would like to –
don't hold back.
Okay. As a driver, I don't care for them. It does change your behavior. It is true.
It really does.
You will not push a yellow light as hard as you would – without a camera. Mm-hmm. I think that's empirically proven.
In a known intersection, if you know it's there,
right,
you're going to back off or you're going to do everything you can to stop.
See, that's my thing. I think that if those cameras are there, it needs to be very apparent that they are there.
I think for the most part, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, they have posted signs.
I've got a few on my way home that I know which intersections those are in.
Uh-huh.
And I'm especially cautious around those intersections because I know that they're there. I know that if I ever get caught in the middle somehow, even if I'm just trying to make a left-hand turn and, I ease myself out and I'm waiting, I don't want to be caught in a situation where I'm on any of those cameras in the middle of the intersection when a red light appears, even if it's, traffic's fault or if, you get stuck and you can't quite finish your left until
or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, it definitely gives you a financial incentive not to be a fish out of water, right?
That's right. But it's not supposed to be a financial incentive.
Well, for you as a driver, for me as a driver, it translates to a financial incentive because I don't want a ticket.
Correct. Correct. The true meaning behind these things is safety.
Yes, that's why the other – that's why they're made.
That's why they're made. Yeah, that's right. Now, but they've had, I guess, mixed reviews, mixed success, I should say, because a lot of people have had some they've had some success, I guess, in fighting red light camera tickets.
Oh, yes, sure.
So they can say, you know, it wasn't me behind the wheel I don't know how you would fight something like that.
My friends borrow my car.
Yeah.
On a regular basis.
My twin brother was using the vehicle that day.
Uh-huh.
And, or, you know, the license plate's partially obscured or it seems like there's a lot of reasons why you could argue against something like this, right?
If that was me, then why is my luxurious mustache missing from the camera picture, right?
Luxurious mustache. Yeah, that's good.
I go to court a lot.
So. Yeah. In disguise.
Yeah, but that's a good point. Well, people have had some success.
Yeah, they have had some success in battling those tickets. And, you know, I worked for a company for a while that had a furniture delivery service.
Yeah.
And, the owner received a ticket in the mail. Not when I worked there, but prior to that, received a ticket in the mail, for a red light camera violation. And he was able to win it because they simply sent it to the wrong person. It did show his vehicle, his delivery van in the shot.
Mm-hmm.
It was meant to be sent to the vehicle next to him, that he could see through because in the photos that are taken, it's taken, you know, one and a half seconds before the light turns red, when the light turns red, and then 1.5 seconds after the light turns red. Mm-hmm. So you get a series of 3 photos or 4 photos or something like that. His vehicle never moved through the whole sequence. It was stopped. But the car next to him had moved through. And, so it was really a cut and dry case. You know, he just said, this isn't my ticket, really. You should have sent it to this guy. But yeah, I can see where this thing would be, deterring people from going through.
Well, let's paint a picture. When we say it's for safety, let's go ahead and prove that, right?
Yeah.
Because this is from the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. Mm-hmm. They sound pretty legit, right?
Yeah. Very recent press release.
And, you check out the press release. I'm going to just, a couple of their facts about red light runners.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to, I guess, read a couple of facts about the red light runners. People who run red lights in the U.S., can cause
scoundrels.
Yeah. Well, who has it? You know what I mean? Let's not cast that first stone.
No, scoundrels, Ben.
Okay. I have been a scoundrel in my life, in my checkered past.
Me
as,
too, by
as of you. Yeah. But, so thousands of people are hurt each year. Hundreds actually die. And this can be attributed to people running red lights. In 2009, it's estimated that, 676 people were killed, due to these red light running incidents.
In one year,
wow. Over the course of 2009. And they're not exactly sure about this number, but definitely over 100,000 people injured. So about half of these deaths, of these almost 700 deaths, came about with pedestrians or people on bicycles or people who were passengers in other vehicles.
And they're not sure of the number because of eyewitness accounts. It depends on, you know, it's a he said, she said type thing.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I had the green light. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. And there's no camera, nothing to document what really happened. So it's just his word against his word.
And running a red light creates one of the most common crash situations in the States.
I would think it would because this is where everybody comes together. I mean, you've seen some pretty complicated right. intersections.
Yeah.
And I could see how it happens often.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we've got some doozies up here in the Atlanta metro area. There's a couple of infamous ones around Cobb, in Cobb County, which is a
bit – I'm sure everybody can think of some within 10 miles of their home.
Oh, surely.
That are complex or just abnormally large intersections that have a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some confusion as to, yeah, you know, turning left, you have to go a long, long distance to turn left. Have you ever, you've dealt with those before, right?
Yes.
The opposing road comes in at a weird angle.
Sure.
Some are, you know, more than 90 degree turns. There's really unusual situations.
Where there's more than two roads intersecting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's just a lot of confusion at these places and the cameras, hopefully prevent some of this from happening.
Yeah. There
That's
we
the
go.
Idea.
Well, so here we are, right? We're Anytown, USA, mm-hmm. and we know that one of the most common causes of an accident is somebody running a red light, mm-hmm. whether accidentally or intentionally. But we also know we don't have the cops, we don't have the law enforcement necessary to keep these people on their P's and Q's. So what do we do?
Yeah, you can't camp somebody out at the intersection 24 hours a day and watching what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's just not possible. So these red light cameras serve a purpose to do that. And as long as they're well posted, people know that they're there, like you and I, Ben, they hopefully – you know, back off a little bit on that one. And maybe if we can get these in, and not that I'm advocating this or anything, but I'm saying if, you know, they were in more at more intersections,
mm-hmm.
might be safer.
And
might be. You never know. I mean, based on this information that we're getting from the IIHS, mm-hmm. We're hoping that, you know, you'll see the same way.
Break down that press release.
Yeah. Okay. There's a section of this press release that I want to read, and it's not too long. I'll go through it really quick. But it does, as telling Ben, I was going to simplify this whole thing and just make it real quick, but this really has a lot of information that I think you need to know. Otherwise, it just doesn't all make sense. So,
yeah.
Just a small portion of it, then we'll move on, I promise. But okay, so from the press release from the IIHS, looking at the 99 U.S. cities with populations over 200,000, the researchers compared those with red light cameras programs to those without, because they wanted to see how the rate of fatal crashes changed after the introduction of the cameras. See, that's critical right there. How it changes.
Sense.
And that's how they determine if lives are saved, is because if it changes after the introduction of the camera. Now, we'll talk about that in a moment too, because there's another
right.
number that follows with that. So they compared the two periods from 2004 to 2008 and then from 1992 to 1996. Cities that had cameras during 1992 to 96 were excluded from the analysis, as were the cities that had cameras for only part of the later study period. The researchers found that in the 14 cities that had cameras during 2004 to 2008, here, this is important, the combined per capita rate of fatal red light running crashes fell 35% compared with the same amount of time between 1992 and 96. Okay, but note this. Here's what's important about this. The rate also fell in the 48 cities without camera programs in either period, but it only fell by 14%.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, red light runners, I guess the percentage went down in the number of fatal crashes at those intersections by 14% across the board. But in the cities with the red light systems, it fell by 35%.
So that's
at those intersections.
21% difference.
Yeah, exactly. 21% greater difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's astounding. Huge number. So based on that comparison, they concluded that the rate of fatal red light crashes in cities with cameras in 2004 was 24% lower than it would have been without cameras.
Mm-hmm.
That, wait, 24?
24% lower.
That should be 21, I think. Is
it
that
should
typo?
Be, yeah.
I think it's 21%. All right, anyways, that adds up to 74 fewer fatality red light running crashes, or given the average number of fatalities mm-hmm. per red light running crash, approximately 83 lives saved. All right, you got it? 83
yeah.
lives saved in that period of time at those intersections. So the actual benefit's even bigger. The rate of all fatal crashes at intersections with signals, not just red light running crashes, fell 14% and crept up 2% in non-camera cities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the camera cities, there were 17% fewer – see what I mean, Ben? It's getting complicated.
Well,
there were 17% yeah. fewer fatal crashes per capita at intersections with signals in 2004-2008 than would have been expected.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That translates into 159 people who are alive because of the automated enforcement programs. So 159 people who are alive based on those numbers, based on the decrease in percentages.
Right.
And that's comparing apples to apples because that's the cities that had them in 2004 to 2008 did not in 96 to 92 – or 92 to 96.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a good way to do this. I mean, how else are you going to say that, you know, we saved a life? It's like, well, somebody – slammed on the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
They got rear-ended at the intersection, didn't get hurt, but they saved a life of someone who passed by. You can't say that.
Let's talk about that, because that is a criticism that people have where they say that the red light cameras may actually – let's see. Here we go. From their – one of the questions they ask frequently,
mm-hmm.
Hey, don't red light cameras encourage drivers to stop short, increasing the risk of a rear-end collision?
Who is that, Foghorn Leghorn?
I don't know. It's somebody. It's it's random voice.
That's good.
Thank you, man. So random voice asks that question. And
I
then
see.
Yes. And the answer is that while there are studies that show that red light cameras reduce front into side collisions, they can increase rear end crashes.
Okay.
Which does make sense if someone's slamming on the brakes.
I understand that. I completely understand that because I've been in a position where it's like, I can't make it. I hit the brakes a little harder than I would have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got to pay attention to what's going on behind you too. But, I don't know what I would think that there's a far less likelihood of that being a fatal accident versus a side impact, which are incredibly brutal. Side impacts are terrible collisions.
Yeah, T-bones. Nobody wants a T-bone.
Oh, have you seen – you've seen the side impacts. You know, a lot of the footage that we see, the slow motion footage of the side impacts that are done in test labs.
Brutal.
Those look horrible, right? Those are – I mean the car comes into the vehicle. The person's head sometimes – this is worst case. I mean if there's no head airbags – goes through the window, sometimes strikes the other vehicle's hood. And those tests, believe it or not, are done – they look like they're done at about 80 miles an hour. They're done at something like 30 miles an hour. And you know that somebody running through a red light at an intersection is not going 30 miles an hour. They're often – you know, you can't say always, but 50, 60 miles an hour, especially when they're, you know, goosing a little bit trying to get through the intersection faster when they shouldn't be. And they may be the ones that are struck as well. But side impacts are far more brutal than a rear impact typically.
So this is sort of choosing, I guess, between the lesser of two accidents.
Yeah, I think so.
One last thing with the press release that takes it a little bit further. There's a neat little statistic they have in there that says, based on the calculations that, you and I have gone over here briefly, Scott.
confusing manner.
No, it makes sense. If red light cameras have been in place for all 5 years of this study period in all 99 cities, again, with populations over 200,000, then a total of 815 lives could have been saved.
Wow.
Which is just amazing.
They could have saved 815 lives. Mm-hmm. So this is cities over with a population over 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big city still. Yeah, that's interesting. So we're talking about they can say that they've saved in this time period 159. Mm-hmm. The number could go as high as 815 had they been instituted in all these cities.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about, you know, cities that are courageous enough to include these red light cameras.
Right.
Whereas, you know, and you know how it happens locally when they want to do something like this stuff.
Oh, it's a tax increase.
It is. It's a tax increase. People get very upset. And, you know, they say it's just a revenue generator. It's a way to milk every dime they can out of the citizens. And, you know, I can understand people getting angry about something like this. But when you look at the data like this, you see what good it does.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not somebody that is going to violate this, I don't know what the problem would be.
Yeah, it would appear that the answer to this question, do red light cameras save lives, is a resounding yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. It's definitely a yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is there a good reason for them to be there, Ben? That's the question. Like, you know, do people feel that, like, you know, do they still feel like it's just a revenue generator? Do they still feel like it's an invasion of privacy in some way? Do they feel like this is just, you know, a big brother type thing? You know, or is it just too much of an intrusion into their lives? But really, it's stopping them from running a red light, or it's supposed to stop them from running a red light. And when they do, it's just telling them, hey, you're getting a slap on the wrist because you did.
I've got something for you here.
What's that?
The answer to that question.
All right.
So someone says, hey, isn't the main purpose of red light cameras to make money? And that's Random Voice 2. I'm running low on voices, man.
That's all right.
So the answer here is, according to our friends at the Institute of Highway Safety there, no. The objective of photo enforcement is to deter violators, not to catch them. So they're saying, look, we don't want you to get in trouble and pay money.
Says the agency putting up the cameras.
Says the agency. You're right.
See, I'm like the other little guy on your shoulder.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
They say, of course, they've got signage and campaigns that warn drivers about the photo enforcement. Revenue is generated from fines paid by drivers who continue to run red lights, but this is a fundamental component of all traffic enforcement programs. And they say, ideally, ticket revenue should decline over time as the cameras succeed in deterring would-be red light runners.
Oh, okay. So it's a, so it's illegal to run a red light.
Mm-hmm.
It's so you shouldn't be doing it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Illegal to run it. It's something that sometimes people do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people get caught by police officers.
Sure.
So, you know, it's not something that you would never get a ticket for if you were, you know, it didn't have the red light system, right?
Right.
Because of the system, it's just simply catching the people that do this. And if you don't run a red light, you don't pay, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, if I don't ever run a red light, I don't ever pay. So it shouldn't bother me that it's there, but, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe it just does a little bit.
There's this one last sentence I wanted to save for you because I knew you'd like this one. They claim that independent audits of red light camera enforcement have shown that in some jurisdictions, the fines exceed the cost of the program, but in other jurisdictions, the programs don't break even. So not every town or city that has these programs is actually seeing some sort of lucrative return.
So they've paid more money for the equipment mm-hmm. and the installation and the maintenance than they make out of tickets.
Which I must say does add credence to the argument that it's a safety first issue.
True. True. Good point. All right. Well, I guess the only thing that's left then is to have our listeners write in and mm-hmm. give us their feelings on the issue because you kind of get a feeling for how we feel about it. I mean, we're back and forth about it, but what do you think, really? Just let us know.
I'll go ahead and say personally, I think it's a hassle, and I actually, on my way home, I avoid intersections that I know have a camera.
Really?
If I can.
It's unavoidable for me, and I've lived to deal or learned to deal with them. So, and I'm not a red light runner anyways, but right. I'm extra cautious at those intersections because I know that I just don't want to be caught stuck out in traffic somehow.
Yeah. So that's our take on it, guys. Of course, we would love to hear yours. You can tell us on Facebook and Twitter. You can hit us up on the blog. And you can always write to us directly at
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. To learn more about the podcast, click on the podcast icon in the upper right corner of our homepage. The How Stuff Works iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.